The church's liturgical year centers mostly around the adult life of Jesus. There's a little bit about his birth and his childhood, but mainly it's about his adult ministry, his teachings and his miracles, leading up to his death on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later. And the liturgical year culminates in the feast of Christ the King, the recognition of Christ's dominion over all creation, which we celebrated just last weekend. And on this first Sunday of Advent, we start the cycle all over again. Why do we do this? We'll hear the same stories about Jesus, although from the perspective of Luke's gospel. It seems like just a lot of repetition. We've heard it all before. Do we expect Jesus to be any different this time around? The author of the letter to the Hebrews says that Christ is changeless. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no, Christ won't change. He won't be any different. But then the question is, will we be any different this time around? Because that's the only kind of change that's possible. And that's why we have a new Advent every year. We haven't gotten it right yet. And we'll keep doing this until we do. But we really don't begin at the beginning when we start over. The theme of our readings today should sound pretty familiar. We heard almost exactly the same thing 2 weeks ago. Today, at the beginning, we take a giant leap forward and look at the end. It's sort of a back to the future scenario. Are we redeemed in Christ? We are waiting his return. And in fact, we not only wait, we even look forward to his coming again. The scriptures this weekend serve as sort of a wake-up call for us. Jeremiah, in our first reading, says, "In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice." And St. Paul, in our second reading, says, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, to be blameless in holiness, and try even harder to please God." And Jesus encourages us not to lose hope, but to be vigilant in our faith. Well, think about it. If the Lord is coming in justice, as Jeremiah says, we're not ready. Where is justice in our dealings with immigrants and refugees? Where is peace in the political relationships in Washington and Des Moines? Where is love in our treatment of the poor, the homeless, and the unemployed? We have so much more to do, and we have another opportunity this year to get it right. We are at the very beginning of Advent, the entry point to a brand new church year. And we are beginning an adventure, one that will lead us ultimately to our salvation. Fortunately, we are not alone on the journey. A young pregnant girl and her husband begin traveling toward a stable in a distant town. Poor shepherds await good news that will change their lives. wise men start out to follow a star of hope. There's no telling what any of us will find along the way. But we know this. Life is either a daring adventure or it's nothing at all. We feel certain we are heading in the right direction. We take heart and we have hope. Jeremiah has prophesied a world redeemed and renewed. There will again be light as we struggle through these darkest days of the year, as the days grow shorter and the weather turns colder. But we know that the darkness will not last, and so we wait it out. In the very darkest part of the year, we seek the light of Christ. In the darkest time of life, in the darkness of sin, we grope for the guidance of a Savior. He has already come once, and he will come again. We joyfully await his return. It isn't always easy, but our hope sustains us.